Welcome to episode
15
of WoW Geekly, a weekly podcast about the World of Warcraft with a streak of geek. This episode was recorded on
Monday,
the
17th
of
February,
2013. Please remain as you are and let your auditory receptors give a warm, geekly welcome to your hosts, Asheo and Jeppy.
Welcome to WoW Geekly, the podcast where we do stuff and chat about other stuff and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very specific, highly technical. You know how it goes. We've forgotten how to do this, so we're just going to wing it. I'm Asheo.
It's been a while.
And on the other end of this piece of string is Sir El Jeppy. Good morning, sir.
That was almost Sir Elton. I thought, what? Yeah. Who does he think he's talking to?
A bit baldish, got a wig, sitting at a piano. Easily mistaken.
Actually, I am sitting at a piano. That's quite weird. In front of a candelabra. It's very nice.
That's super.
It has been a while, though. And obviously, it's going to take us a while to get back into the rhythm of things. So people are thinking, who the hell are these guys?
What's going on?
A couple of amateurs
We're asking the same question. Who the hell are we?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. Right. I've taken the hat off for so many weeks now.
It is hard to remember because obviously we go back into our real lives. And, you know, obviously I'm not called El Jeppy out in the world. And Lord knows what Asheo's called when he's doing whatever he really does in real life.
I make everybody call me Asheo.
Oh, that's sad. Actually, a lot of people call me Jeppy, which is even sadder because it sounds like a dog. Here, Jeppy.
Sit, boy, sit. Good dog. Sit.
That's why she who must be obeyed refuses to ever call me Jeppy.
Oh, okay.
That's what she said. I said, I'm not calling a dog. All right. So how it's been, what, a month?
Over
a month.
Yeah. I think when we put out the annually retentive episode 15 and said we're going to do it annually, I think people are probably by now starting to believe us. And, oh, I thought that was a joke. Must be legit.
And we were flooded with people saying, where are you? Or one of them who said...
that was me. I created a pseudonym Twitter account and said, where are you guys? Come back.
I miss you so much. Actually,
You can't say that. You had... people generally showing concern.
Oh, yeah. For me personally.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't give a crap about the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, you're back. You're back. Yeah, great. It's fantastic you're back. You're not doing another podcast, are you? Like that.
Seems like every time you do one of those, you end up going to hospital and disappearing for 2 months.
Yeah, just stay away from it.
Give it a rest, sunshine.
What did you say earlier? Chuck it in. It's doing you no good. Actually, we had a couple of DMs and email tweets from Shane Oliver, and I know that's not you. I know it's actually a real person.
Is it James' brother?
Oh, it'd be nice if it was, wouldn't it? Although I don't think James got a brother. Yeah. He doesn't strike me as the sort of person that grew up with other family members. Seems like he may have been only child. It's Shane Oliver, Sholliver on Twitter. He and his son missed us. So there you go.
There you go. We're back.
We're letting down people. Literally ones of people.
And this thing that you are wrapping your ears around is episode 15.
Yeah.
So we're going to go all geeky. All right. 15, mate.
15.
What do you know about the magical number 15?
Certain sports have 15 members on the team.
Sport. How about that local sports team? What?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, there's somebody here who's 15 weeks pregnant. What's that mean? Oh, I guess that means 15 weeks in the middle of their pregnancy. Actually, talking to Jamie Oliver, he has a restaurant called 15.
Does he?
Do you know why it's called 15?
No, I don't.
Because he did like a apprentice thing where he got basically lots of thugs, it seemed to me, but I'm sure it wasn't nice people who had probably taken a wrong turn in life. But he wanted them to learn to be a chef's. And so he got 15 of these retrobates and turn them into chefs. And then he makes tons of money from that restaurant. Yeah. Bloody here, it says here that, brown preserved brown shrimp, £24. £24. That's a starter. It's making money hand over fist on these poor, on the backs of these poor fellas.
Oh.
But I'm sure you have much more interesting stuff to say.
Well, no, that's probably as interesting as it gets, mate. I do like 15. I can't really put my finger on why, but 15 feels like a good number to me.
Was it a good year for you?
No, it's just the number itself. It's a semi-prime. A semi-prime
Well, if it is it like a semi-hard-on where it does actually make a huge difference to anything?
That's a chubby. A chubby, yeah.
Okay. I don't know why. What is a semi-prime?
A semi-prime is where its factors are all primes. So apart from itself, its only factors are actually primes, being 3 and 5.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
It is a prime itself, though, is it?
No, no, because it's got factors besides.
Oh, 5. 3 and 5.
3 and 5, yeah. So it's only a semi-prime.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it breaks down.
Yeah. And okay. Of course, you know you'd I've been playing a lot of a game that was very reminiscent of this on iOS lately called Threes. If you've got an iOS device, it's probably available on Android as well. Go and check out the game Threes if you're a numbers geek; you'll love it. But 15—that's your magic constant for the 3x3 magic square. Do you ever try and draw magic squares? Now, where all the
I was numbers, at Hogwarts,
diagonally and vertically and horizontally, all add up to the same number?
No.
Nah. Well, you know, I bet you don't do Sudokus either.
I tried to get into Sudoku because it seemed like a big thing and everybody was doing it.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, I don't. So what? It's just. This is numbers. It's always the same.
This is numbers and it's hard. And why would I want to do this?
Do Sudoku all add up to 15 then?
No.
Oh, okay.
But Sudokus are like magic squares. Yeah, 9 magic squares together. It's like a super magic
square. Oh, yeah. It's a super magic square,
So that's pretty fun. I like that. And I do happen to know that this is a disturbing fact that I don't know why is in my brain. But 15 is the chemical symbol for the chemical number for phosphorus.
Oh, it's dangerous stuff.
Yeah, it is rather dangerous stuff. It's used in your fertilizers and stuff. But you know how they discovered phosphorus?
I imagine unhappily.
I don't remember who it was, but some whack job basically discovered it by boiling urine and seeing what he got out of it. And basically, that was how phosphorus was discovered. Doesn't sound like you wake up in the morning and go, "What am I going to do today?" Look, tell you what, I know what I'll do. I think I'll go and boil a few buckets of piss.
Just on the off chance.
Discover something.
It's funny how these things relate. But part of my job when I was on the cruise ship is to go around occasionally with the tour groups, and when we used to go to Rome, we had one particular tour guide who was like an American living in Italy, living in Rome. And the question that used to come up is, you know, he'd talk about ancient Rome, and because Rome was just full of all these monuments and old archaeological dig sites and stuff. And so he tried to establish what it would be like to be living in like first century Rome. And his biggest starter was, you know, if you were stood here in first century Rome and you took a deep breath, all you'd smell is boiling piss. Because that is how they dyed their clothes. That's how they dyed clothing in boiling piss. And I imagine because of something to do with the phosphorus in it, I guess.
Wow.
Interesting.
It all swings around again. It makes perfect sense after all.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, if you're age 15 in the UK, you can be sent to prison to await trial.
Wow, that's a bit young.
Well, I guess they leave you there a year and then they take you in at 16.
So 16, all right, you're an adult now. Going straight to the gallows.
You gotta love Wiki. You gotta love Wikis. So that's your 15
then.
So
we didn't, mate.
We didn't do our annual. We didn't say this is not the 2015 episode.
No, we didn't do that.
We seem to go monthly.
We of course missed the most obvious one.
Oh, what was that?
15 is the level at which you can start doing dungeons in WoW.
It is indeed. Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah. Yeah, and you do, and I don't. When it says, "Oh, you can now, you're now such and such dungeon is open," I'm like, "I don't care. I ain't going in there."
Well, that's because you're not in the Warlocks Guild. That's all we do.
I've seen some pictures. Actually, I was on. I made my podcast return, not on this podcast, sadly, but on Control Alt WoW.
I heard about that.
I got to say the opening words, the mantra,
the stanza, the mantra.
357 episodes opens with. First time.
Wow. You're on it for all those years, and the first time you got to say it.
Came in as a guest, yeah. Did that, started off. Pretty much, actually.
Done my bit. I'm out of here.
Just trying to explain to Aprilian why, you know, there's one thing that keeps me coming back, that brings me back from literally the brink of death, and that's that some time ago, foolishly, I said that if I ever do pass over to the other side...
To the Alliance. You know,
the Alliance, yeah. Then Aprilian would be the inheritor of all my characters, my accounts. So what I have happened is that if things are looking dodgy, you know, my son
I think actually I've read that document. Doesn't it actually say the co-host of the podcast? So it's no longer Aprilian.
It may do. Actually, I have to check it. It's a 58-page document. It's quite It's quite in depth. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Initial. Well, then, and circled each page.
I have to change it then. I have to change what Alexander whispers to me on my deathbed. Ashaya will get all your characters. Come back, Dad. Step away from the light.
They've announced another RAF program. Come back.
I'll be straight out. No, it's not about. Pulling out wires as I go. Yeah. Talking of RAF, bloody hell, mate. Bloody hell. What is it with the RAF and my health? I just...
I think we've probably spotted the stress that's actually causing your lack of health.
If I spread it over the 90 days, I'd be fine, I think. But I don't. I just piss about for the first 2 months.
And when does this one end?
Well, I worked out that it's Wednesday.
Oh, okay. So it's finished.
Finished at the weekend, yeah. No, I worked it out. 90 days. I did it properly. It is still running, actually, because I did run around a little bit in WoW. And because I tell you, there's a sense of guilt. There's a deep sense of guilt this time around. Because normally, the only person I'm shafting is myself.
Strumpet. You know,
exactly.
Even Strumpet, the big shaft, mate.
And I said to Strumpet, when she incredibly kindly basically paid for the entire RAF experience, don't worry, because the cool thing about this is not only will you be getting some recruiter friend mounts and pets, but you'll also be getting a crap ton of levels. And she actually sent me a little list of things that she would quite like to be leveled up at the end of the experience. And I think it added up to like 200 levels. I've got seven levels. Actually, that's not true. I've got about 40 levels, but what?
Ouch.
I know. I mean, she's incredibly nice. She's, you know as well as I do, Ashaya, that Strumpet is niceness incarnate.
Pure gold.
Pure gold. But so she's saying, don't worry about it. But you know, I do feel pretty damn guilty.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Got amongst it. No, so I don't know.
Well,
so
you're pretty much done then, because if it finishes Wednesday, we got ourselves a patch tomorrow, which means about 24 hours of downtime, doesn't it?
I reckon we're going to see a serious amount of downtime tomorrow, yeah. Serious amount of downtime tomorrow. I still don't really understand what the patch is doing. Preparing, is it? Just preparing for our next...
Just sneaking stuff in, mate. Just sneaking stuff, making some bug fixes, finishing the arena season finished tomorrow.
Yep, season 14 is about
to end. And they did announce, as we discussed before we started recording, they have announced that the challenge mode dungeons is going to finish soon, trademark. But that's not with tomorrow's patch. I guess that'll be the next patch. So if you've been running challenge mode dungeons and you scrape through on your bronze and you're aiming at that silver and wondering how the hell anybody got near gold, then time's running out. Get stuck into it.
You ever done challenge modes?
No. I think I did one bronze. Yeah, I did one, and it was like, oh, this is hard because the gear scales. It doesn't matter how great your gear is. Your gear basically gets scaled down. So it's all about skill. And us poor old altaholics that aren't 110% on what every single one of our skills and abilities does. Yeah. Not
us feed buttoners.
Yeah, that's it. That's keyboard turners.
Because looking at our source of all the information in MMO Champion, which kindly puts together all the blue posts in one nice easy chunk, it seems like challenge mode not only is ending in the near future, but it's changing. And it seems that any achievements that you would have achieved during the current type of challenge modes will turn into feats of strength.
Well, because they're achievements specific to the dungeons.
Oh, okay.
So they'll be dungeons, so there'll be new achievements for WOD dungeons.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, there we go. So, I mean, I don't know whether there'll be major changes to it then, other than just changing the number of dungeons that you can do.
Well, I mean, they're basically taking it out because it's going to be, once they do the whole, you know, it doesn't matter about the gear and the new tiers of gear that's coming out, because as I said, your gear gets leveled down. But because of the whole changing of talents and the way the basic fundamentals of your character work, it's going to become unbalanced. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, they quite rightly, the people that have worked hard to get those should have that. And,
that's fair enough.
Yeah. Fair enough. So I don't know what else will be in the patch tomorrow, to be honest. I imagine they're fairly short patch notes. Everyone's really excited about the insta level to 90. But, while that code might be there, that doesn't go live until you can buy the digital version of Warlords, right? So
who knows when it seems unlikely to be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I was confused. I don't know if you listened to the instance. Do you occasionally listen to the instance?
I haven't listened to the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, this last one, because I've been completely out of it, I haven't read any news about WoW or, you know, I'm really just kind of catching up the last few days.
Yep.
So I'm listening to the instance, and Mr. Johnson is talking about leveling a particular group of shamans, or a shaman, I guess he does in multi-box. And he'd been told that he wanted to level it, I think. He had a goal to basically get it high enough before Warlords came out that he didn't have to use that as one of his 90s. He wouldn't be looking at doing that, using that one as the one he takes up to 90 with the boost.
Right.
And then somebody said to him, well, you know, get it to 60. And then there's this, have you heard of this veterans bonus thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then I got all confused because the way that Mr. Terpster was talking was as if any level 60s that you happen to have hanging about would get their professions boosted to 600, which of course is a whole different thing than just having the one character you boost.
I assume that it was just the one character you boost that.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is. Having read into it. But I just think it was just the terminology they used. I got a bit confused. At first, I was like, that's fantastic. Because you know, don't have any 60.
All characters are 60 on your entire account and get their professions auto leveled max. Woo!
How amazing would that be?
Yeah, nah.
But even the level 90 getting the 600 gives you some choice to think about when you're going to decide who to do.
Exactly. Because there's some professions that are damn hard to level and expensive. So,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people go, oh, geez, I'd love to have an engineer, but it just costs too much to level up. Want to make me Sky Gold?
There's going to be a crap ton of engineers.
Exactly.
But the thing is, of course, is that, you know, I don't know how you're planning to use your 90.
I haven't actually decided.
It's a tough one now. But it's even made even tougher by this. Because I want to get to 60 on a character and have its profession sat there waiting to be boosted.
Yeah. Me too.
I think I want to do one.
I'd rather do that than start at level one and level professions all the way up.
Yes. Yeah. And since we're both talking about having at least a couple of accounts warded up or warlorded up,
yep.
You know, it brings in all sorts of factors. I mean, given the number of accounts that I have sitting around and that may possibly get warlorded over time, particularly since we now... It seems like we're going to have a bit of a couple of months between the time we can buy it and take advantage of the level 90 boost.
At least.
And when it actually comes out.
Yep.
Yeah. You could be buying one a month, couldn't you? You could go, oh, okay, I'll warlord up one a month.
That's it.
And you could quite easily get the entire set of professions if you played your cards right.
Well, that's true. If you've got enough accounts.
No, I mean, I wouldn't bother 600 in herbalism or mining or skinning or...
Oh, no, definitely no point. Just the crafting professions, yeah.
Yeah, you're sticking to just the crafting. Yeah.
Because, I'm leveling quite a few toons at the moment and I look at them and go, well, I don't want another miner, I don't want another herbalist, but it's just like, I just can't face leveling those professions again, yeah. Tailoring is okay, but yeah, all the others just take so many mats and so much effort. So I've been leveling my warrior I've been doing mining as I go, but I just can't face trying to keep up a crafting profession. So to get one to 60 and max it out, definitely worth the effort. Definitely the way to go.
And I think that gives people something to do between now and then.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully they don't...
Not that it takes long to get to 60.
Not at all, no. I mean, to give you an example, like I was saying, I've still got a few days left on this RAF. I had a little play around on a couple of hunters. Got to 60 in a couple of sessions.
Yeah.
It was not even, didn't break a sweat. It was ridiculously easy. I mean, that's recruit a friend, and obviously there's a huge bonus to the 300%. But there's so many other ways
you can do dungeons. You'd get there even faster if you did some dungeons.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't doing dungeons, just questing. It was fantastically easy, yeah. So that puts a whole different spin on things. Now, as I was saying, hopefully they don't put any caveats in that says, well, we'll boost your professions, assuming you're already at, 225 or something.
It's from one. I wondered about that.
They need to let people know, though, in plenty of time.
Yeah, exactly. Because you want to get it up that. There. Because I figured, well, maybe it's going to be like 75. You know how you got to be 75 before you can get the quest of the Dark Moon Fair to get your monthly bonus to your professions. I figured, well, maybe you've got to get to 75 or something. And the first 100 or so points isn't that too much of a struggle. That wouldn't be unreasonable. But you're right. I mean, basically, they need to let us know so that we don't get caught with our pants down.
Yeah, because there are some professions that we discovered early on in Pandaria were impossible to get until you actually hit 90 because you couldn't get the, whatever the hell they're called, the little blue things.
Yeah, the Spirits of Harmony.
Spirits of Harmony. And it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare to us. So this is fantastic. This other thing I don't understand is that the level 90 boost, this is patch stuff, so we're not... You can never be 100% sure until it actually goes live, but are saying that you'll get 480, you get 483 greens once you're boosted up.
Yeah, well, I mean, you basically you have to. They can't give you You can't be naked because the
no, you can't be naked.
The
no,
first place you're going to go
496.
Well, no, because then you won't have anything to do, right? They want to give you an incentive to go out to the Timeless Island and run around there and get your 496 from there.
Oh, I see. Sneaky.
Yeah. So you know, they're going to give you 470s, 480s, and go, well, off you go. You got good enough gear to fight stuff out in the Timeless Isle. Go out there and play. Get some better gear.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Mm. I just want everything. I want the moon on the stick, mate. 496.
I just want my full set of tier gear from Siege of Orgrimmar.
Yeah. That's all right. Okay. Obviously, the forums are douching out over the whole lot. They're still carrying on about how hideous the whole boost to 90 is. They have no love for this freebie. It's supposed to give you nothing. You don't have to take it.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to use it. You're getting it for free. You don't like the idea. Don't use it.
The problem isn't that they'll be able to handle it, no problem at all, because they're Uber players and they can just walk into any character and pick it up and not a problem. But they fear that come whenever this is enabled, there will just be a wave of hideous 483 geared players trying to get into their dungeons.
Exactly. Yeah. Got me level 90 warrior tank.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Where's my buttons? That'll be me. No idea. Well, that is a legitimate concern, because the whole process of leveling your tune is how you learn to play them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'll have some idea. Yeah, hopefully, the majority of people will be like us and make it a better
like
player and get it to 60. So, least if you've played it to 60, you've got some idea, right?
And do we have any news? I know that this initial level 90 boost is going to be based upon your purchase of Warlords, but there was strong indication, and I think still ongoing indication, that you'll be able to at some stage purchase, rather than buy the game, you'll be able to purchase the boost for other characters.
Well, given that the functionality is in the in-game store...
Yeah. it's more than an indication, my friend.
It's a pretty fair bet that you'll be able to purchase additional boosts.
And do you think they will also come with this veteran bonus?
Yeah, why not?
Because to a person who wants to do gold making in Warlords, that must be like, ding!
Yeah.
What? Yeah. They're going to make a crap ton of money, aren't they?
Oh, they will, definitely.
I mean, they're not... jeez.
That's the way that you do it, right? If you're not already in a position where you've got 600 on your professions that you're using to make bucket loads of gold on the auction house, then this is your opportunity to lay out a bit of cash, get 600 professions, level them up further in WOD, and start making a fortune. So yes, I fully anticipate a lot more competition on the auction house come Warlords.
I think for a while, I think people underestimate the time and effort it actually takes to do a crafting profession.
Yeah, and it'll be like MOP as well, where you can't just take your level 90, and like you were just saying, you're not going to be able to take your level 90 and max out its profession immediately. There's going to be gates and gear and drops and stuff that you need that you can't get that are soulbound. You have to go out and actually do some questing. So it's not like you're going to have, you can buy max level professions and then level them all up day one. You're going to have to play your tunes.
Yeah, that's right, because we currently, I guess, have no idea of the curve necessary to get to whatever the next level is, 725, I guess, or whatever it may be. Got no idea what that is or what gateways are set, as you say.
Yeah, I don't expect it to be radically different to what it was in MOP.
No, but also it's all well and good going out and boosting, three or four characters up to level 90 and getting the veteran bonus. But that's your starting point, isn't it? That's your gateway.
Got another 10 levels to grind.
Yeah. And these people are probably going to be doing it on the same account. Maybe they'll have a couple of accounts. So they're not going to be able to do them all at once. Yeah. I still think that I'll be able to get Jack of Trades before most people.
Oh, okay.
Whatever it's called. Yeah. King of Trades. King of all trades. Yeah.
Well, we've seen no world that first, up a lot. Though, sadly enough.
No, because there are no worlds.
Mm.
I know. It's the amorphous blob strikes again.
Well, I'm still waiting for some announcement on Earthen Ring. It seems like every other realm under the sun's been merged with something else.
Do we think Earthen Ring is ever going to be merged?
Well, I hope so.
Who with, though? Harry Peak.
Oh,
how glorious would that be?
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
You need some grunty machines to run that one on.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. There's still a chunk of the big ones not being merged. The biggies.
Yeah, all still out there. I guess there are. I mean, there's still tons of servers, and really I've got no idea of what's happening on the majority of them. I just see Earthen Ring and Airy Peak as the two ones that I play on as being pretty big and populous.
Hmm. I can't remember. Is Airy Peak actually Airy Peak's a wee bit smaller than Earthen Ring, isn't it? Size, population wise.
I don't know. I haven't actually looked at actual populations for quite a while.
It was a bit quiet there last time I was in there. Although, of course, pretending to play it off peak, so it's not
insane. Not a good indication.
Another thing that's going away tomorrow is the Scroll of Resurrection disappearing.
Mm.
And I imagine not coming back. Can you think of any reason why that would come back?
Well, after a hiatus of people being idle again.
Yeah,
I'm not really clear on why they're taking it away.
Well, they have to change it because at the moment the Scroll of Resurrection will give you a level 80 character.
Mm.
So Wrath is actually better. But of course,
I see what you mean. Why would they bring it back with it when you can pay to boost the level to 90?
Yeah. Mm. In effect, yeah. And maybe they'll have some sort of scheme which will include the boost. I don't know. Maybe you can gift a friend the boost.
Yeah, but aren't there other bonuses to doing a scroll?
The bonuses are currently that you get, obviously, your friend gets a level 80 and with a bit of gear and a bit of flying and about 75 gold and some bags. And then if they pay, they get 7 days free as well. 7 days to mess about and run around. If they pay for the next 30 days, I don't think there's a... I think maybe... Is there a bonus then? There might be some bonus then back to the original resurrecting player.
Right.
But there's also a mount. I think that's on the 60 days. I'm not sure. There's a mount. There's like a spectral griffin or a spectral whatever the horde's version is. So, and they're quite nice. They're quite nice mounts.
Yeah, I guess they'll just stick those on the store and...
They'll probably be on the shop, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Tyrell's, is it Tyrell's charger or Tyrell's charger?
Yeah.
That's upset people as well. Why does that upset people?
I don't know. People get upset about everything, mate.
They do. I've worked out that there's like, if you look at any type of community, any type of game or anything, there's like 80 regular people, one way or t'other. There's like 10 incredibly nice people, and they tend to do podcasts and blogs. And then there's 10 real douchebags, like mega douchebags. And because of the size of the WoW community, the 7.7 million people, we just have such a vast number
fair
of douchebags.
Fair amount of douchebags.
That's how it kind of breaks down, I think. But yeah, they're because it was the gift you got if you signed up for the year, wasn't it?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. But then that thing, the whole thing was like, you're paying anyway. I mean, I don't know. Were there people out there who say, oh, well, I'm not going to play for 9 months that year, but I really want that charger? I don't see that happening. I think the vast majority of people were already hooked into WoW. They're not, or weren't they? I don't know. But they're very angry about the whole thing. I certainly didn't think. I just saw those as...
Doesn't matter they do, mate. There's always going to be a bunch of people that get upset about it.
It's like douching out. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I'm in a bit of a quandary now, because I still have a good 15 Scroll of Resurrections, potential Scroll of Resurrections. And it says here that I can send the Scroll of Resurrection, actually I'll have to do it today, and still have 30 days to accept it. So I'm tempted to do that, because I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. Because, you know, and then the other thing, of course, is, I mean, it's a financial minefield, but if I'm thinking of leveling some characters to 60, and I do decide not to wrath for fear of my health, then maybe do a couple of Scrolls of Resurrections and bang them over.
That's true.
So, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. So I probably will spend most of the rest of today just sending Scrolls of Resurrections. You actually have to send it. Is it from character? Is it character level or account level? I think it might be account level. Yeah, well, I imagine it's account level. So, actually, I probably can't do it now. I should have done it before. But yeah.
Ah, you'll sort it out. It'll all come out in the wash.
I was having this conversation with Alexander, my son, and he was like, "Just why don't you just play the game? Why do you have to set yourself up with all these problems? You just seem to make problems for the sake of making problems. Just choose a character.
I think you might be honest. You might be onto something there, mate.
Stop stressing over the fact that you might want to open this account or close that account or recruit this person or not recruit this person.
I think you're trying to operate WoW as a business. It's a game you're supposed to have some fun with, mate.
Well, I do have more spreadsheets now than I ever had it when I was in business. So
there you go.
He might be right and you might be correct.
We might be a bit of a need for an intervention.
Do we know what the mountain pet is that's coming Warlords? Is it? Oh, it's here. The Dread Raven. It's quite hard for me to say. I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
It looks like a big chicken. A big, big blue chicken.
Oh, yeah.
It's all sticking out of it. There's no idea. I don't know what the pet is. No, hang on. This thing called a dreadful egg. What's that?
No idea.
It's like a little baby version of the mount.
Not impressed.
So would you, the day I don't know. These mounts all starting to look alike, aren't they? The day they open up the page to buy your copy, you'll be there, or do you think you'll leave it?
No, day one, mate.
Bang.
Bang.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, I think what am I going to do with it? Which one am I going to level up? I don't know. So, I mean, the easy answer is a rogue, because that's the only thing that I haven't leveled up yet. But then again, I kind of want the experience of leveling one up. So,
I think rogue leveling is quite pretty torturous.
Well, you know, I'm into torture. Okay. Maybe I probably won't be on Earthen Ring. I'll probably level up something probably over on Airy Peak.
Yeah. See, I think I'm pretty set Earthen Ring wise.
Yeah. I mean, I've got
enough characters there.
I don't know. What have I got? Nine level 90s, I think, on Earthen Ring.
Yeah.
Probably don't need any more.
Apart from anything else, you want a couple of scabby slots, because you want to, I mean, I don't know about you, but I like to chuck a load of crap to certain, one character. I don't want them being 90. It just seems unfair. Unfair that you've got a level 90 bank character.
Yeah, your banker that's level 90.
Heroic.
I don't think I've ever had a bank character that was higher than level 2.
Yeah, I like to keep them down in the ones.
Mm.
That's fine. I get a bit annoyed sometimes they you know, I feel like I need to, like, for at the moment, Lovers in the Air is around. So my level 9 banker went and did the one where you squirt perfume on people. Leveled up to 10. I was like,
jeez.
I just wanted
to. Used to be good with a level 1 banker, because level 1s never showed up in the armory.
Yeah.
That's right. So you'd leave them at level 1. But, they're all there now.
Yeah. All your dirty secrets are out there now.
Exactly.
Oh, well, that's you. It's you that's bidding against me. No, it's not. I remember when somebody found out that I had the cat called Auction. I have a cat called Auction. And I was constantly bidding against people in the guild. or undercutting them.
You bastard.
One coppering them, yeah.
Very good.
They're like, what? Something's had to stay secret. It's not right.
That's it. I mean, I'd really like to have a you know, real ID and all the friend stuff's great, but you'd really like to be able to have an exception. So I just want to go and play over on my banker here, and nobody needs to know about that.
Well, my second account, this the Project Madonna, which completely crashed and burned, rather like the Madonna, real Madonna, for a while there back in the 90s. That was a completely empty. There was no real idea or anything. It was nice. Should jump on there, no problem. Playing in a different guild. Actually, the guild that some of the Madonna characters were in was my own guild. It was just basically a bank guild. Yep. It got to level 5. Just with me.
Jeez, whiz.
I know. What's that about?
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so our old Madonna did crash and burn there.
Oh, what were we thinking?
I don't know what you're thinking.
That was you. I'm sure that was you that stressed it out.
Well, maybe we should have called it Phoenix or something, and it could have risen from the ashes. Doesn't seem likely, though. Not with the day to go.
Highly unlikely with just the day, yeah. Alexander was playing on the third account, like the tail end account. And so he's got, he took a paladin from 1 to 70 in a couple of days.
Oh.
And no Wrath, no nothing, no. Yeah. He had some heirlooms on.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a maniac. He'll just play for 15 hours.
No.
And that's normal. So he's got some levels to pass.
Maniac? That seems good.
Yeah, it's fair enough. I mean, he's on holiday this week, so I should have got him to carry on playing, get him some more levels.
Yeah, that's it. Level you up some 60s that you can turn into veterans.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of a name for a project, which is basically just pick a couch and play. Stop messing about.
Just do it. Nike. There you go. Project Nike. Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. It's not going to happen, though, is it? I'm already thinking about Wrath again.
Stop it.
Well, I've got two accounts, you see. I've got these two accounts. You know when there was this really cheap... No. I've got like 17 accounts. I'm saying I've got two virgin accounts which haven't been applied.
Oh, you need to do something with.
Yeah, they're just burning a hole in my virtual pocket. Because I don't know. I mean, the question is does Wrath become... I mean, I know you can get a crap ton more 90s than you can, you know, for the cost of an account and a 3-month time card and all the other malarkey, especially when you bought them on sale, when you bought the accounts on sale. It's very small, really, relatively small. I'd say you could probably get away with $60 on that. You know, it's about $60 with the card as well, the 3-month card.
Sure, but...
But if you, I mean, how much are these boosts going
to
be?
Play, mate. I think you just need to play.
Yeah, no.
You stress out and you worry and you spend all your time on spreadsheets and...
I go over to Airy Peak, mate, and it's like not normal. Nine slots available.
It's not normal, sunshine.
Intervention. We're all here for you now. I come in and there's people sat around the room. Listen, we're all here for you. No, I don't know, but I want to do something. I need to do something. I need to have something, a goal. I need to have a goal, so I need to think of something. But we'll see how that goes. I'm not going to talk about that anymore.
All right.
I'm upsetting myself.
Maybe some people can write in and suggest goals for you.
I've already dialed the first two nines. I'm getting all stressed. But what have you been doing anything while I've been away? Oh, firstly, let me say I'm shocked that you didn't dump me and just move on to another host. You've been very kind to hang there.
Yeah.
How tempted were you?
Very.
Very tempted.
And I did get more than a couple of offers.
Ooh.
If you're looking to do something this week, I couldn't do it. I couldn't betray my mate.
God, I would have dumped you so quickly. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, all right,
I've actually got a few people on speed dial. I don't. He hasn't replied to my email. Do you want to come and do the show?
I gave him the offer. Apparently, because I slept in, he went to bed, and nah, bad luck.
See ya. Yeah.
See ya. But yes, I've done quite a bit, given that the number of weeks that since we last recorded. I'm still plodding away on my legendary cloak for Ashayo, and when there's basically two phases to, well, there's lots of phases, but the two phases that I see in trying to get your legendary cloak, one is the first one is you're trying to grind out 3,000 valor.
Okay.
And there's only so much valor you can get per week, and you'll get a bunch of valor for completing a raid wing. So even if you zone into a raid and they happen to be on the last boss, you've effectively completed that wing and you get all the valor for it.
Mm.
So, you know, I was trying to queue up and, you know, just fingers crossed, last boss, last boss, last boss. And be the first boss every time. And I'd have to do the whole thing to get the valor that I wanted. And finally, I ground that out and got my 3,000 valor. And then you move on to the next bit, which is getting the 20 secrets of the Empire. And this is the opposite. In this one, the secrets drop from each boss. So you want to do the whole thing and you want to fight every boss. Fair dinkum, I queued up and got into raid after raid after raid, last boss. Last boss, last boss, last boss. It's like, you have got to be kidding me. And I think they're just taking a piss in the end. I was just rubbing it in. And you know, so I'd have to queue up multiple times and go back and do the first two bosses. It was crazy.
You've got to try and trick the zeitgeist into believing you want the first boss.
Yeah, I should have been playing, reverse psychology. But wasn't cutting the mustard for me, mate.
I love how we think that could affect anything.
That's right.
Somehow the game is omniscient, yeah. And it's like, nah, he's not getting the first boss this time, mate. No. I know he wants it.
Yeah, it's programmed. I can see the code. I can see the lines of code saying, you know, if on quest requires 20 secrets of Empire, don't put him into the last boss.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
It's cunning stuff.
Yeah, very cunning. So that took me off to the Thunderforge with Rathian and to do the solo scenario. I was a bit worried about that because I know I had a lot of trouble doing that on my druid, and ended up the only way that I did it on my druid is by going into cat form and dashing and zooming around it at hyperspeed. And of course I don't have that ability on my warlock. So I was a bit worried about how to get that done. And lo and behold, finished it on the first attempt.
What?
Yeah. So I guess my DPS can't be too bad.
No, they nerfed it.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Thanks, mate. Thanks.
It's nothing you did.
No, it's not that I've learned how to play my Warlock or anything. They've obviously nerfed it. Hopefully they've nerfed the Grim Fire Quest. I should go back and do that at some stage before the expansion ends.
Oh, it's piss easy now, basically.
Yeah.
I think you just stroll up to some dude.
Oh, yeah. You want Grim Fire? Oh, here you go. Sorry about that. Sorry for all the hassle. Give it a crack.
Just giving it away. I think they're doing 2-for-1 last time I heard. Yes. Green Fire and Orange Fire. Yeah,
you can get green, red, and purple and rainbow.
Pick your colour.
Pick your colour, micropayment on the in-game store.
Ooh, don't tempt her. That happens in a few weeks' time, I'm cursing.
Yeah. So I rocked on out, and then the phase after that, you got to go and toss your spear at Nalik. So I went out there with my trusty hunter to do a bit of distracting and run away and got that down as well. So I'm currently on the 12... other things. What the hell are they? I can't remember. 12 something or others. I'll have finished that next week because I'm up to 10. I've been doing terribly because basically there's two bosses that's 100% drop rate off. And I think I've got an average of one other per week. So I didn't need two, so I'll just go and do those two bosses that are 100% drop, and I'll be darn tootin' close to getting my legendary cloak on the warlock, which I'll be pretty happy about.
Well, have you seen this on 5.4.7, the legendary questline's going away? They said there's too many people have got it. Yeah. So that's enough.
That's it.
It's supposed to be special and everybody's got it now.
No.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Them's the breaks. That would make me very sad. Very sad.
To say the least.
And the main other thing that I've been doing, well, main other thing, I've been doing lots of stuff, but one of the main things is I did it, mate. I persisted. My warrior, my melee class warrior that I've never played, with no flying, has circumnavigated the Outland and defeated it. Almost.
No flying.
Almost.
Oh. Ish.
It turns out it's not possible. Uh-oh. It's actually currently impossible to get Lore Master of Outland without flying.
Yeah.
Didn't realise this. So I tore through Zangarmash, easy peasy. It was last couple of quests was a bit tough to get. I had to, remember the drain schematic quest that drops off a Naga? Couldn't get it to drop.
Yeah.
I'm killing the bloody dudes left, right and centre, and must have killed about 100 of them before it dropped. And finally got it to drop and got my last couple of quests in Zangarmash.
Doesn't it? It drops off that the dude that looks after the
pump overseer thing. Yeah. No, it's not 100%. And I just stood there and waiting for him to respawn, kill him again. No, waiting for him to respawn, kill him again. No, again. No, no. It's like, well, all right, I'm gonna find another pump dude, and he wouldn't drop it either. But I got there eventually. So. Finished Zangarmash, that's two zones. I was already over halfway into level 66.
Ouch.
So as you can see, it wasn't going to have too much trouble getting to 70 by the end of Outland.
No. By the end of Zangarmash.
End of Zangarmash. Well, I think it finished Zangarmash. And for some reason, I forget about Terrakar Forest because it's such an easy flow to go from Zangarmash into Nagrand.
Yeah.
So I went and did Nagrand first, did them out of order. Never said I'd do them in order. That's all right. So when,
no problem.
When did Nang?
Nobody's judging.
That's it. Exactly. Nagrand, that is without a doubt the most difficult zone to get the zone achievement for. I remember having trouble on my actual Lore Master turn getting it. And I reckon I had even more trouble getting it this time around, even after learning where to get
some. How would you do Nagrand without flying? That is just messed up.
There was a lot of riding around flying.
Say the least. So many big holes in the freaking blaze.
That's it. So some things about Nagrand. You can't do it unless you go to Shadrath and do that stupid escort quest to get attuned to either Scryers or older. So,
in fact, the guides, if you look at any of the guides that will give you leveling guides, they'll always say to do that first.
Right. Well, I didn't do that. I'm just winging it.
You didn't go see the war veteran, what it was called, Haggard.
So you've got to do that. You've got to go and into having unlocked Scryer or older, go down into the Scryers or the Elder in Shadowmoon Valley and do a handful of quests there that then unlock quests back at Nagrand. It sends you back to, what's his face? I can't remember what his name is. He's out there. You know what I'm talking about.
He's in like a Draenei type place, and he's like
And he's standing beside his Drake.
His dragon. Altruis, what was that?
Altruis, the something or other.
They called him Altruis.
That's it. Yep. That's the one. So you can get some quests off him without doing that, but the whole quest chain, you need to have done some quests in Shadowman Valley. So, I mean, if you're doing this back at level and you're doing the grand, I don't think the quests even open up in Shadowman Valley at the level that you'd been doing the grand. So you basically can't do the grand at level.
Now, there was a bit of to-ing and fro-ing. I do remember that in the early days when it first came out. There was a bit of to-ing and fro-ing where you'd, it looked like they'd send you back a couple of times the grand.
Yeah, that's it. Needed to grind out. So I had some choices. So I was at 83 of the 85 quests, and I was 90% into 69. So I needed two more quests, and I had some choices. I could either grind the Oshogun crystal fragments and ivory tusks to get friendly with the consortium to open up some quests for them. And I tried a bit of that, and that was going to be far too slow.
Too many elephants.
I could run
not the right kind.
I could run mana tomes.
Like, not the right elephants.
Sorry.
Okay, it's like a particular elephant.
That's it.
That drops those tusks.
Yep.
And there's like 1,000 of the other elephants.
Yeah, about two of them.
The red elephant, and there's like two of them. Yeah. Nightmare.
I quickly realised that and went, no, that's going to take too long. So I could have run mana tomes to get friendly with the consortium. That way. It was like, yeah, okay, well, but that means a dungeon, and you know, I can't solo that. I could take back Halar and get a quest from Halar. And I quickly figured out that taking back Halar by myself would have taken about 4 days.
it takes about 4 days just to kill one of the dudes.
Yeah.
they don't kill you.
They're not elite.
No, they just stand there taking it. Come on. I know. I sat there. I tried killing one. I gave up.
Yeah, I just ran away. I stopped chasing.
Well enough.
All right.
Bloody thing. And you got to kill 15 of them, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That requires a team. I could have done a quest chain that starts in Orkundun and finish with Vision of the Dead in the Grand. I could have run Shadow Labs. Which again takes you back to Altuus the Sufferer with his quest line. I could have run Orkundun Crypts to continue with the Great Mother quest line. And so I decided the Orkundun Crypts was the way to go. So essentially you can't solo getting the achievement for the grand. You've either got to do some crazy grinding or you've got to run a dungeon to unlock some stuff. So I went and ran myself through Orkundun Crypts and finished the Great Mother quest line so I could see that, because I hadn't done that for quite a number of years. So that was five, just dinged level 70 and finished the grand.
See, given those options, I'd go, Orkundun, there's that one, I could run this, I could do that. I'd have gone, forget it, I'm not doing it.
Oh, well. No.
Oh, well. Outland for me. Defeated. Denied.
No, I don't give up on it.
And I would have moaned about it on the forums. I'd gone, no, it's not right.
Yeah.
You should have given me the grand.
Yeah, I mean, it isn't right, really. You look at every other zone, you can basically solo just by questing through it. And, yeah, and the grand is the most spectacular exception to that. It's really quite odd.
Well, they fixed it. It was like Burning Crusade used to be tons of group questing. Tons of it. All the big things, all the go kill this huge dude or go kill this huge rock thing.
Yeah, in the grand.
Quite a few of them.
Yep.
But now you just go out for a couple of hours.
Yeah, there's no group quests in the grand, but you still can't solo it. You can't get enough quests to finish it.
What about the Ring of Blood?
I did that.
Soloed?
Yeah. No, I had to get some help with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that even doing that still only took me up to the 83 of 85.
Oh, that's just
close. Close, but I just can't get there.
I'd have put a ticket in.
Yes.
83, come on. 83 out of 85, give me it. Come on.
Wow.
That's crazy.
But I got there.
How many times did you save Corky?
No, that's only on the Alliance side.
Oh, is it on the Alliance? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Little bastard. Yeah. I tell you. I'm sick and tired of you, mate. Look.
Yeah. Stop getting captured, you little bastard.
Next time, save yourself. That's enough. Because I was in the Grand on these hunters, and I was like, oh, come on, Corky. That's ridiculous.
You know the hardest thing to do in the Grand without flying?
The bouncy egg quest.
The bouncy egg quest on the trampoline.
It's a nightmare.
Oh, man. That was probably the thing that made me almost want to just give up and get flying, because I just could not get up there. I persisted and got there eventually. It was fun.
A sense of achievement, though.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Because now it's piss easy.
That's what I'm doing. No, this piss easy, just, you know, bang, bang, done.
I'm going to pretend to jump. I'm on my mount. There we go. Kill the bird.
Okay. So then I went and finished Terrakar Forest, and that was just bang, gone. Just right around, do the quests, bang, yep, there's your achievement. No worries. And I was really quite surprised, because I thought once you hit 70, the XP that you get from kills and from quests just plummet through the ground.
Should do, but, down to 10%.
50, level and a half, mate, 50% into 71.
But the quests weren't grey.
No, quests are still green. The quests for all of Outland were green the whole way. They never went grey. Some of the mobs towards the end went grey.
Yeah.
But the quests were always green.
I think it's kills, isn't it, that went down. I don't think they reduced the questing. The necessity to get from 70 to 71 is huge compared to 69 to 70. Surely that would have been a huge factor.
You'd think so. I mean, I seriously did not expect us to hit 71.
Yeah, I'd have thought so. That's interesting.
Yeah, so I did. So
because I'm out of Outland at 68.
I mean, you know, people jump into Hellfire Peninsula at 58.
Doing
the Grand for a couple of levels, 68, bang, you're gone.
Yeah. Because it just doesn't seem... It seems so much better to do
I was actually surprised at the amount of people that I did see around questing. I expected it to be a complete ghost land, but there was actually a reasonable amount of people around doing the questing. So
I've been surprised. I know there's obviously an element of the CRZ, CRZ thing, but... I've been surprised at just how many people are everywhere. You know, the starting zones are mobbed. I did the human starting zone for these hunters, and you know, running out of mobs to kill because there's so many people.
Yeah,
it's good. It's a nice feeling to still see that. I know what they've done. Obviously, they've squished these realms together, but at the same time, you know, it works out well. I'm not going to complain. I used to hate going to areas where it was just completely dead.
Mm. Yeah, you weren't.
You just didn't feel like you're part of a game. You didn't feel like you're part of.
Yeah, you wanted to feel like an MMO. Otherwise,
I was going to play Skyfall.
Yeah, see, exactly.
Skyfall, Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Yeah.
So Blade's Edge Mountain, headed off to Blade's Edge Mountain. Did my little run around and did all the quests I could do. And you know, all the group quests from there are gone as well. They're all easy soloable. But got to 72.
And there's a big hole in the middle.
There is a big hole in the middle. that was a pain. It was a bit painful.
Yeah.
Up and down, up and down, up and down. Got to 72 out of 86 quests, and that's it. Grinding halt. They said, fly on over there to Ogrelar and have a chat to the dudes up there. I went,
uh-oh.
Oh, can't do that. So I went, all right, well, I'll come back to that. I'll go and do Netherstorm and see what happens. So I rocked on out to Netherstorm. 120 quests in Netherstorm, mate. 120. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And easy peasy. It's you get the zone achievement for Netherstorm easily. I still had probably 10 quests in my log when I got the achievement.
Yeah.
So this.
And you had to do Elders and Squires, that, didn't you? So you're glad you did that.
That's right. Yeah. So a lot of the quests there is. I mean, I think I always pick Scryer. So a lot of the quests there are Scryer related. So yeah.
What sort of warrior are you? What are you?
A Tauren.
Ah, okay. So you didn't get any bonus for being a Blood Elf.
No. Dirty stinking Blood Elves. Smelly. Mm. So I left, and there's some tough ones up in Netherstorm. So I'm 75 up there by the time I got to Netherstorm. So it's really, I was even more surprised at. And even at 75, okay, I'm not a super expert at playing my warrior yet, but there's still some quests that were tough to solo.
There's a whole group of them in one corner, isn't there, which are really pretty vicious.
Shutting down the last mana forge. I think it's pretty much. I don't think it matters what level you are. I think it's pretty much impossible to solo because just so many mobs come out and you can't random.
It's timing. Yeah. You can't. You haven't got time to stop them turning the bloody thing off.
Yeah. So I tried it. Yeah, I found that as well. And went, I'll give up on that. And yeah, it turns out, you know, I had plenty of quests. I didn't need to do that. And the one where you take over control of the remote control for the little robot dude and the big robot runs on over and you've got to attack it. And then he runs up to area when he inevitably kills you and he runs up off to area 52 and starts wreaking havoc. That was difficult at 75. I did it eventually. It took me two or three goes and got him down.
Yeah, those ones that are mechanic based, it doesn't matter. As you say, it doesn't matter how.
Doesn't matter what your level
is. If there's 50 mobs trying to turn it off, you just don't physically. You could kill them a bit faster than you could at 70, but still.
Yeah. So if you haven't got great AOE to
It's class wise as well. Yeah, definitely.
But finished my Netherstorm, and I was 30% into 76.
Oh jeez.
Still putting on the levels. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So they rocked down.
I thought your leveling would have just stopped. I didn't.
Yeah, I seriously didn't think that once I hit 70 that I'd be putting on many levels at all. I was quite amazed that I was still putting on levels. Got down to Shadowmoon Valley. I was only 68 into the 90 quests. And bang, sorry, no more quests. You need flying in order to do the... start doing the achievement for the Netherwing chain.
Oh yeah, got to get out of that.
So all right, okay. So I can't get any further. I've done as much as I can. I think I've put myself through enough torture, riding around the Outland. But I'm not going to be able to finish it without flying in Blades Edge and Shadowmoon Valley. So I hearthed and reluctantly purchased flying.
When you did that, when you walked up to the dude and. Well, I guess you went to Ogmar, did you? You went.
And now I went to. I heard to the shrine, the two moons.
Oh yeah, yeah. When you went to, they go, "Where the heck have you been?"
That's it.
You've seen your level, mate. You're 16 levels late.
You're 76, and you don't know how to fly yet.
They're all laughing. Yeah. You're all standing around. They're all
poking. So I went, "All right, teach me to fly." And I went, "There you go. Here's some flying." I went, "Woohoo!" And moseyed on all the way back down to Shadowmoon Valley, went and found the quest giver that gives you the next quest in Netherwing Chain. No quest.
Uh-oh.
Went, what? Where's my quest? And I'm looking around and I was like, oh, okay, head on over to Wowhead and look the quest up and I'm reading through all the comments and this requires artisan flying. Not just any old flying. And I'm like, oh man, I got to cough up another 5,000 gold just to finish this stupid bloody.
That's ridiculous. Why?
I don't know. I think because some of the flying for the dailies and things that you need to do for the Netherwing chain would be a bit hard at 150%. So and I remember back in the day, I thought, that's right. I'd be grinding out the 5,000 for the artisan flying. It's like there's so many people that couldn't do those quests because they'd spend weeks and months trying to grind out 5,000 gold. Man, I'm never going to earn 5,000 gold to get that far.
Because really, that was end game, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Yeah.
All that Neverwing stuff was like you did at the end when you've already got to 70.
Yeah, you've got nothing else to do. You can't go out and do those dailies and grind out your Drake. Man.
So you're half back?
My hearth's still down. I already hearthed and flew back down. So I sat around, twiddled my thumbs for a bit, and then hearth back again. I went, here's your 5,000. They're sitting there sniggering. He's back again. I knew he'd be back.
Before you left the first time, they're like, he's going to have to come back a little bit because it's artisan flight. He hasn't bought it, you know.
No, I'm not.
See you soon. Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. There you go. All right. Very funny.
That money just disappeared.
Yep.
Did you pay the full five or did you have some sort of discount?
I paid the full five, mate.
Oh, my God. Mm.
No five.
I bet if you'd gone back to Ogmar, you probably got it for four.
Yeah, probably. I didn't think of that.
Go back to your hometown.
If I'd ever gone to Ogmar, I would have had to wait for my Earth again to get back to bloody Outland.
Didn't you fly to Shattrath?
No, I've got to go to Shattrath.
Go through the portal.
Oh, go through the portal. Badlands, flying. Oh, it's just not.
Oh, it's not so bad.
It's
1,000 gold. See, that's the trouble. That's why you don't have loads of money.
That's it.
Actually, I tell you, you have tons of money. Why don't I have loads of money?
I'm too tight. I mean, all my turns should have 310 flying, really. Stupid. It's stupid.
When I was doing these two hunters, I only bought flying on the first one because I had a rocket. I was worried. I kept getting scared because a couple of times, because of the way that the zoning works, the dude flies off the back of the rocket, and they seem to have fixed it a little bit because eventually he jumps back into the back seat.
Sometimes he does,
and sometimes he doesn't.
Yes.
Sometimes when he doesn't, splat. The parachute's down. And I'm like, he's parachuted down, that's fine. A couple of times he didn't.
Mm.
And so, of course, I had to go get him because he couldn't fly. He couldn't fly to meet me. He didn't have flying. Should I tell you another thing about these two hunters? Sorry, I know you know this, but I got all the way to 75, level 75, no deaths.
Oh, wow.
No deaths at all, which I thought was pretty good. Only two of them. It's not triple boxing, it's just dual boxing.
That's awesome.
Then I'm flying from. I finished the the shield, the transitor shield, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm flying. I want to go and do Grizzly Hill, so it's a long flight. Yeah, so I fly. I decide to fly. And as I'm flying, I think to myself, well, why don't I do a few? I know there's a few kill quests because what I'm always looking for is a Wrath multi-box is kill quests because it's just super fast, lots of kill XP and lots of XP from the quest. I'm flying over and I think, I know what I'll do. I'll drop down into Dragonblight because I know there's some good kill quests there. Guess I'm two Alliance female human hunters.
Mm-hmm.
I fly straight into Venom Spite and get killed because every time I've ever done Northrend, I've always gone to Venom Spite as a Horde character.
Yeah, of course you do.
So walk in, dead. Oh, no! My perfect record completely splattered.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm in the middle of Venom Spite. I have to res tech because I can't. Get out.
Because you'll just be one shot again.
Surrounded by bloody undead.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I was hoping to get them all the way to 90 with no deaths. That would have been fantastic.
Could have turned it into an Iron Man turn.
Well, yeah, it's an Iron Man, but with all the advantages of not being an Iron Man, like copious amounts of greens.
Yeah. And spells.
All my spells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apart from that.
Sort of a paper man.
Yeah, paper mache man.
Yeah. Mm. But I was gutted. I was like, I can't believe I've done that. Because I didn't even, I wasn't, that's not even where I was going. I was going to Grizzly Hills. I thought, oh, I'll just stop. I'll just stop here. Bloody Horde Town.
Bloody Horde Guards, eh? The amount of times that as I was riding around and around and around and around Shadow Moon Valley looking for more quests and stuff to do, that I'd ride past the road outside the Alders, and they'd run over and go, splat, bang, you're dead.
bloody elves.
I think the scryers have set off more from the road, and I don't think if you're older you'd get hit by those guards. But
they're not nice. Yeah, they're not nice.
I think I've died at least half a dozen times. But the reason I was riding around and round was I was also looking for quest mobs. Remember there's a trio of quests you do for Gore Fiend's cloak, his truncheon, and something else.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember that for the cloak and the truncheon, there was these mobs that basically padded and patrolled around the main road and down around outside Black Temple. And I did a track one way, didn't see him. I went, oh, maybe they go the other way. So I turned around, went back the other way and looped around, didn't see him. Like, oh, maybe someone else is out here questing and they just killed him. So I went around again. I turned back the other way and went around again. Like, I can't find them. What is going on? And I'm reading the quest. I'm looking on my quest map and it says, yep, you can see the track, see the number on the map. Yep, they're around there. And I'm reading the quest and it's, it just says, go and find these mobs and kill them. And then it dawned on me that The one that I did do was out on the aisle where the Netherwing are, and there's this dragon that patrols around, and you've got to stand on way on top of a hill. And you can't actually see the dragon unless you're wearing your spectacles.
Yeah. It's bloody things.
You can't see the mobs that have the cloak and the truncheon without your spectacles either.
Oh, God, I hate that. Do you know what's wrong with that quest as well is that you can't multi-box that.
Why is that?
Because the sodding spectacles see different things for different people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's the most annoying thing in the world. The amount of times I deleted that quest, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
I remember having trouble soloing them. And I didn't have any trouble soloing it this time because I was, I was 77. I was halfway through 77 at this stage.
Yeah.
But I did remember, so this was part of the chain where you end up, and again, it's the whole vehicle thing. Your body, you get possessed or something and you've got to fight as a demon and kill the dude. And I remember for years that was bugged and it was just the attack button wouldn't work. And so you're completely reliant on the other spells that they gave you. You couldn't use your spells and you couldn't multi-box it. You couldn't help because the dude was green for anybody else that was standing around. And I was dreading that wasn't going to be fixed and that I'd get all this way and I wouldn't be able to do it. But it was, thankfully. I didn't have too much trouble with that at all. But, yeah, I was kicking myself for the amount of time that I wasted riding around looking for these stupid mobs to get the cloak and the truncheon.
About your spectacles.
The bloody spectacles, man.
Worst quest. I'd stick there in my top 10 worst quests ever.
I was just happy that I was still in my bag.
Yeah, exactly. I won't need these.
Yeah. So then the last bit I had to do, went on back to Ogrelar, and I thought, oh, this isn't going to take me long at all. Do a bunch of quests out of Ogrelar, and bam, I'll be done. So you get out to Ogrelar, and you do a couple of quests, and they go, oh, go and get it tuned for that with those, the stupid Simon Says thing. And what do you need for that?
Isn't it?
You need those damn Apexus shards. I've got to start grinding mobs to get the Apexus shards. So go and kill some and get some. and do that.
What have I done with my little collecting box? I don't
And then they go, okay, now go and get me a flask of hurdy-gurdy and you fly off to that. And it goes, yeah, just insert 25 Apexa shards. I'm like, no.
I know.
So,
actually, that whole area is awful.
Yeah.
So. I know that you remind me of just how hideous that whole thing is. I remember a few times getting called over by guilders and saying, can you come and kill such and such a dragon? Because they needed these particular dragons.
Yep.
You know. Oh,
yeah.
God.
So I did what I could do solo, and I have to fess up and be honest, because it's like this is such an anti-climax to, you know, what was supposed to be a good feeling of accomplishment in doing this, and this having to grind out mobs to get the last handful of quests. Yeah, it didn't feel good. So the last two or three quests that were easiest to complete was actually putting in 30 Apexa shards and summoning the dragons. My hunter is like had about 300 of the bloody things in his bank. So yeah, it's just,
okay.
So he just flew up and inserted his shards and summoned the dragon and bam bam, dead, thank you. Alrighty, I'm out of here.
Don't worry about sense of accomplishment. You're talking to Captain Project Madonna. So
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. So
there's lots of people listening going, oh, God, he really should have tried harder.
Yeah, he cheated. Could have tried harder. Lazy bastard.
Not me. Not me. I'm very impressed by the whole thing.
87% into 77.
Oh, my God.
So if it was...
It's amazing, really. Yeah. Seven levels beyond 70...
In the Outland,
I'm going to have to try that on a raft team. That's amazing.
Oh, you'd be over. You'd be mid 80s, mate. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, I know. The trouble is, I quite like Northrend, but
Well, having done that, I went, okay, well, now what am I going to do? Well, I don't want to go and start questing in Borean Tundra at 77, but I'm in Outland gear, mate. I can't go out Storm Peaks and start killing stuff because I'm in Outland gear. I can't kill anything.
Yeah.
So I thought, mistakenly, in retrospect, I thought, oh, I know what I'll do. I'm 77. I'm 87% into 77. I'm nearly 78. I'll just fly out to Mount Hyjal and I'll just...
What?
I'll just kill some of those elementals at the starting area there in Mount Hyde. Ding 78. Bam, I'll be on my way. Just skip right over Northrend. Yeah, two problems with that. First problem, you don't actually go to Cataclysm at 78. You've got to be 80.
Yeah, it's one of the few that don't let you jump early.
Bastards.
Annoyingly. So, yeah.
Second problem, couldn't actually kill the elementals very easily.
No, because you're in BC gear.
Well, I mean, you're getting help for the guards. Admittedly, the guards don't. The guards seem to tank, but don't do too much damage. So I was kind of, as long as I didn't accidentally aggro two, I could actually get one down. At one stage, I did actually aggro two. In fact, I aggroed three, and despite my best efforts to run away and try not to die. I died. Damn it. So I released. And guess where my body was? Guess where you release if you're not level 80 and you die in Mount Hyjal?
Oh, wait for Ferulus or something stupid.
Astronaut.
Yeah, I've done that.
I took
a character out there to... They were leveling jewel crafting. There's one quest where you have to get these crap things
that.
Off those elementals.
Yeah.
So I took a character out there to do that, and they got shot off the back of my rocket by one of those troll hunters. I was like, oh, well, I've got to get it from the graveyard. You're where? What? That's ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah, I know. It's hideous, yeah.
So none of that worked out. Too well.
Do you just stare at the character and you stare at the graveyard and you're like, I can't even.
Yeah, no, I just
how
can't.
did that? So, we'll go back. First, I'm going to go back and get my body. Yeah, no, I'm
the
not.
The first time I died, I went back and got my body. Right? The second time I died, I went, screw this for a game of soldiers and took the.
I can't believe you did it the first time.
Took the res and went, nah, I'm off.
Forget it.
I'm having my res sickness. I'm going home.
Why didn't you go to the auction house and just gear yourself up a bit?
Yeah, I could have done that. But that would cost gold.
I imagine your repairs pretty much covered that.
People like you that go, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. All those stupid bastards that go and do Outland and come out at 77, they're going to need to buy gear. I'll just sell this crappy piece of 77 gear for 300 gold.
Well, yeah, of course. It's a transmog.
Now, what I ended up doing, took a leaf out of Salty's book. Went and started jousting.
Yeah.
Figured I'd go and do myself some champions gear up there in Ice Crown and do some of that. So, didn't take.
Is that not gear specific either, really?
It's pretty easy, actually, to kill that stuff, even in Outland gear. Wasn't have too much problems. And you don't have to kill, because, I mean, the first handful of quests is all, you know, learn how to joust. So there's no fighting at all. So hit 80 pretty darn easily and quickly. Only took me a couple of days of dailies and bam, I was 80.
In BC gear.
In BC gear, exactly. So what I've actually done now, crazily enough, is turned off my XP.
Yeah, you said this before we started recording. I still don't understand why.
Well, Herald of the Titans, mate. It's all the rage. It's what all the cool kids are doing.
You and a few other people.
Yeah, me and...
What's it called? Herald of the Titans.
So it's an achievement that you get in Alduar, but it's unless you've got the right eye level of gear and you're no higher than level 80, and it's basically forcing you to run it in how you would have been running it when Alduar was out. Bring along 9 of your best mates and bang, get yourself a shiny new title. So I figure this is the closest thing that I've got to an 80 that can do that. So I'll lock it and see how we go. So we're actually going to do this in Clan of Darkness. So if you're in Clan of Darkness and you're interested in getting the Herald of the Titans run, you've got a toon that you'd like to level up to 80 and lock there, and do some older wire gearing runs, then check out the Facebook page for Clan of Darkness and let us know you're interested.
Just looking at the Wowhead page about it. It says, it's giving you some tips about how you get your level 80. Then it says, the shortest way to settle the issue, however, needs some real money. Both Scroll of Resurrection, level 80 in one click, and Recruit a Friend needs a buddy paying for some playtime. Yep. So you can just, if you go and do, if you've got Scroll of Resurrection, get it done now. Actually, you won't hear this until after it goes.
No, still anyway. Like,
you should have done it because you'd have an 80 ready to go in to do this particular.
Actually, there's a
Herald of the Titans.
There's an opportunity that maybe Blizzard should look at. The boost to 90, maybe you should actually be able to say what level you want it boosted to, up to 90. Maybe you should be able to say, I just want it boosted to 80.
I think they should give you that option. They should give you the option to select a level, and anybody that doesn't select 90 gets kicked from the game. Instantly banned. Points towards a major brain malfunction, I'm afraid. They shouldn't be allowed to play.
You know, I'll fess up to that.
They should say, listen, you've got 90 levels. You can do what you want with them. This put 45 on this dude and 45 on that dude.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Oh. I get myself a level 80 and a level 10. Woo!
Woot.
That level 10, that's over the best 3 minutes of my life.
That's me banker.
There you go.
Oh, it's good. It's pretty in-depth, the old Herald of the Titans.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge write-up on it. So we must say.
Is this a relatively new thing? Or?
No, it's been around since the old one, mate.
But the fact that people are keeping their 80, getting to 80 and freezing.
Think it's, reasonably popular. It's Bitter and Salty Guild have most recently got it. So congrats to all those guys. That's was a long time coming. A few false starts, a few scheduling issues, shall we say. But it's good to work on something like that, and it's a definitely good sense of achievement to go back and, because a lot of people never even ran Alduar. Ran Alduar fairly regularly on Friday nights and the weekend, and a lot of people just never saw it, never didn't do raiding. So
strange people.
Strange.
I had to Google Alduar. So
yeah, Alduar. That's in the Badlands, isn't it? There you go. But apart from that, we're still plodding away with our That's Not a Knife Guild. Currently, they're approaching 80 as well. Maybe we'll do a Herald of the Titans on them as well. Nah. 70, around 77 to 80. Still plodding away at all the dungeons on those tunes. I've actually seriously tanked a couple of dungeons on my Warlock. And even to the point of I've now got the talent for the Grimoire of Sacrifice. So I actually sacrifice my demon. Don't have a pet at all. That's just me. And managed to tank a couple of dungeons in Warlock tanking spec. definitely something all Warlocks should try. It's a ton of fun. And our little baby Warlocks are still doing really well going through the dungeons. Some dungeons we do. I don't think we've actually five-manned any for a while now. We've either managed to three-man them or four-man them on Warlocks at level.
Warlock power.
Warlock power, mate. So it's
there's a major nerfing.
Yeah, when at level Warlocks can three-man dungeons, it probably says something. We're awesome Warlocks, and it's just, it's the player. That's it. That's what it is.
It's the player, yeah.
It's not the class. Bring the player, not the class. That's it. Just quick. Your blueberry died. Res him, quick. We're all going to die. But, I mean, it hasn't been a walk in the park. It does require coordination. It does require that we work together, that we're resing our pets and forcing them to take aggro and using fear judiciously, i.e. use it a lot and aggro other mobs and have them come over and add to the carnage.
Pull the whole room.
Report the entire dungeon. Where the hell that one's gone off around the corner? He's gone to get the boss.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Run away.
Has been a handful of wipes, but for the most part, it's just been a ton of fun. So, I can't think of a better class that you'd want to do it with Warlocks and Soulstones and the candy and the pets. It's just really the class that was made for such an exercise.
Until the nerf.
Nah, we'll be right. Just try it. We'll be solid.
Warlock solid. Power.
That's it.
That's good stuff. Mm.
That's been my month.
See your month. I'm sure there's a ton more stuff, but yeah, that's cool.
But
God, I hate people who run away from your perfume. Just stand still.
The only thing I've done with Lovers in the Air this year is queued for the dungeons and trying to get my rocket.
No luck.
So I'm doing my main account because I want the rocket on my main account. So I'm doing, what is it, 5, 6. Warlock, Druid, Paladin, Monk, Mage, 5. I'm doing 5 every day on my main account and 2 or 3 off my second account every other day. And yeah, no rocket, mate. And I haven't even seen anybody in the dungeons I run it with get it. So seems like a pretty low drop rate, disturbingly low.
You see very few around as well. So
I've seen a couple of tweets saying that they've got it, but very lucky to get that one. Congrats to those people that did manage to get it.
Yeah. There's not many. There's a few, obviously. There's a few mounts which are like, if you see them, you're like, whoa, okay, I've not seen that one around. And that's definitely one of them.
And,
even the Headless Horseman's mount is pretty common. I know a lot of people don't have it and they've had a hard time getting it, but you see a lot of them.
No, it is.
Now, I don't know whether that's because when people get the Love Rocket, they're like, I'm not using that.
It's going into the stable.
That's right. We'll never see the light of day again. But yeah, cool.
So this week, not sure. So I'm in two minds as to whether to leave my warrior at 80 and use him for Herald of the Titans, or whether to level him up to 90 so that I can say I've got a level 90 warrior. But that would mean I'd have to level another toon to do Herald of the Titans on. And despite me having 3 almost max level druids, I'm actually thinking of leveling another druid. Because I've never leveled a bear druid. I've done Boomkin, I've done Resto, I've done Feral, but I've never done Guardian. It's on my radar, mate. It's on my radar. That seems crazy.
One of the few. The only class you can do that.
Four druids, but
listen, I have to be honest with you. I tweeted that something really needs to talk me out of just having nothing but hunters. Because I was looking at Airy Peak in the slots, and I thought, well, you know, there's lots of classes I have not got. I think I'll do some more hunters. They're so easy. They're by far the best multi-boxing team.
Right.
By far. No. Warlocks, they're too, you know, they come close.
They're too easy though, mate. I mean, I think you need to not only... You need two mantras. You need to just do it and play the bloody game. And also you need to crack out of that shell and stretch yourself a bit.
No, but what I'm thinking is that a lot of these characters are just professions. Basically, they're just professions in the guise of a particular character.
Right. So you're just going to have nine alchemists to do the transmutes every day.
Yeah, but so it doesn't matter if they're hunters or not, does it?
I mean, doesn't
matter. But I was thinking, Jesus, those hunters just went through every area with like butter. You know, like I said, no deaths at all. All the way up to my flight into Venom Spike.
Suicide.
Not even close.
Suicide.
Not even close.
Suicide doesn't count as death, though, mate.
No, that was definitely suicide, not homicide. But they didn't even come close to dying. At no point in that entire run did I ever feel in any panic. Right. I'm not talking that I'm like I'm taking one out at a time. I'm taking mobs. You know, like
just round up. I was getting to the point on my warrior where I was frustrated. That they wouldn't follow me far enough, that I couldn't round up enough. I want to round up more. 8's not enough. I want to get at least a couple of dozen and AOE them down. Oh, man.
I'm like that with the mages. I like, if I, I love having a huge group and just go arcane explosion.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But actually, the one point I spent, I hate to admit, an actual crazy amount of time actually trying to do this, but there was one point in the Blades Edge Mountain quests with opening up in order to do the quest to open up, getting to the point of Ogrelar, where you've actually got to do, it's called Even Grong Have Standards. And it's a quest where you have to kill the ogres that are just above Shatrath. And there's one that's in there that's, he's got, you know, standard in his cave, and you have to go in there. But you need flying to get up there. There's no path that leads up to that area that's above Shatrath. But this was at the point where I didn't realize that I was going to need flying, and I wasn't going to give up. And so I'd actually read that there's a graveyard in that area, and that if you could die, you'd res in that area. And if you ride to the very north of Nagrand, I forget what the area is called, but if you ride to the very north of Nagrand, it actually tells you you're now in this area. So I'm like, okay, I want to die here. The only problem was the only mobs around me were not red. They were all like grey, neutral.
Yeah.
So I'd have to actually ride over and hit them and then pull them back to this spot. And I could only get three. I couldn't get any more than three because they'd give up and turn around and, you know, they'd just run off and not follow me. So I got three and I'm standing there and I'm waiting for these three mobs to, I was like, you know, 76 at this point, and you know, these things are, I don't know what level they were. They're whacking away at me and I'm like, I'm down to 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%, 50%, 40%, 30%. 32%, 30%, 32%, 30%. There's a bloody warrior talent or ability where you generate health when you get below 30%. So these things weren't doing enough damage. It was impossible. I was just standing going, this is going to hit on me, but I couldn't die. It was like, how do I turn this off? And I could not figure out how the life of me how to die. So...
And you can't turn them off. That I was thinking that the other day. It'd be nice to be able to turn some passive things off.
Yeah, couldn't do it. So I was like, oh, man, how am I supposed to commit suicide? Can't even...
I'm trying to die.
I can't die. I ended up...
You have to flag yourself and talk to some alliance player. Come on!
There's actually a track that leads into the back road, into Shatrath there. So I ran up the top of that and leapt off and splattered myself on the ground.
The things you go through.
That's it. Yes.
And yet, not that long later, you will be out there buying your flying.
That's it. That's right. I could have just come back and done it then. No.
But you weren't. No, you still had a bit of self-confidence. You still felt you could do the task.
Mm.
I know how that feels, mate. Don't worry.
Okay.
Throwing yourself off paths.
Craziness. So, my friend, I think we're going to finish it there. I think this is going to be a ramble fest that we're going to bring to an abrupt halt.
Well, we've got a couple of emails which we'll read next time. One of them, rather scarily entitled Pommy Bastards. which I'm looking forward to. Obviously, we've got these some time ago, and I apologise. Obviously,
I say I do take offence at that old chap.
Yes, but we'll read those out. We've got one from Sean, who's the Pommy Bastards, and we've got one from our dear friend Wolf Brother. So we'll tackle those next time, I think, because for what we consider to be a relatively short show, we've been going a good hour and a half.
Well, it was inevitable, wasn't it? I mean,
it was. So it's been such a long time.
It was going to happen.
Yeah. It's nice to get back in the saddle, do you think? It was nice.
It's a very comfortable saddle, too.
It is. It is. It's highly polished. Yep. Very nice. Nice soft leather.
A bit warm. Bit of yeah. crotch itch.
This one's a wee bit damp now, which I'm not sure what that's. Best not go into that.
Yeah. We'll clean it up for next week.
Yes, yes. So we're going to bid adieu. Adieu, adieu, adieu. And, yeah, I think we're going to try and get back into a nice schedule. I don't know.
Regular as clockwork. We got it. Regular as clockwork. We'll be back next week for 16. So tune in then. Catch you later.
Bye.
You've just skipped to the end of WoW Geekly. Well, hopefully you didn't skip all the way and enjoyed something of what we said this week. If so, let us know. If not, let us know that too. How, you ask? Well, you're all clever and discerning people and can probably take a darn good guess, but I'll spell it out anyway. Find us on the interwebs at wowgeekly.com or over on Twitter where, wait for it, at wowgeekly. Follow the lads directly on at Asheo and at LJeppy. Or if you have a hankering to write us more than 140 characters, email us wowgeekly@gmail.com. Please subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher, or if you're really into oversubscribing, do both.
Upload complete.